Our lives are crazy busy, and we like things to be laid out for us in simple steps. But this current culture of reducing necessary steps for health to 5 foods, 5 exercises, 5 minutes a day lists means that important physiological guidelines get ignored in favor of being published in a magazine or on a website. I've been asked to create this kind of list many times, and yes, I've done it. Unfortunately, despite being initially helpful, a short list leaves out much of the work necessary to make meaningful health changes. In the case of the trendy move towards minimal shoes, where many hopped right in without doing any transitional work along the way, the result was an inevitable backlash when the shoes didn't work like they were supposed to. Minimal shoes, with their stated or implied ability to provide some health benefit to the wearer while performing an athletic endeavor, are surrounded by controversy. Without data on long-term users of footwear that is without support or cushioning, many medical practitioners have worried about injury. Minimal shoe companies and barefoot running proponents have argued that being barefoot is natural and therefore barefoot shoes must be good. What has been clear to me, as someone who works to disseminate complex scientific information to lay people without destroying its accuracy, is that much of this disagreement boils down to semantics and broad generalizations. And so, this book. As with most arguments, when you examine this one closely, both sides are right and wrong. Research shows that minimal shoes are not safe for everyone in every situation, but research also shows that conventional shoes wreak their own havoc on the body. The element that seems to be missing from the argument is that shoes don't exist in a vacuum. Shoes and feet are in a relationship with the user and the environment, which means the physical outcome of the body that wears the shoes depends on the state of the wearer's foot, body alignment, gait patterns, frequency of movement, and most frequented terrain. A shoe can't be a problem or a solution in and of itself, and if we are going to determine what constitutes optimal footwear, we need to consider what's going on throughout the user's body and life. Both sides of the minimal shoe debate want what they believe is best, most healthy, for the population. Let's just ignore the debaters with serious interest in the minimal footwear game and those who just like to snicker about the appearance of minimal shoes. I have no idea whether or not these groups have your best outcomes in mind. Still, both sides could use a broader perspective and a longer discussion than typically happens on social media. To clarify language is to clarify an argument. So before I get into the details regarding how to transition, I want to clarify in detail just what we are transitioning to. The term minimal footwear, also referred to as minimalist footwear or barefoot shoes, as I use it, means a shoe that minimizes its alteration of natural human movement. This is a slightly different interpretation from the term minimal as applied to the quantity of materials making up the shoe. For example, a flip-flop is perceived, by many, to be a minimal shoe because of its low shoe mass. But with an in-depth biomechanical analysis, or even a superficial biomechanical analysis, i.e. just look down at your feet when you're walking in flip-flops, you can see that a flip-flop alters the way that you walk, as explained in the section about flip-flops, which means that simply having minimal mass isn't the best characteristic by which to classify a shoe as minimal. Shoes are typically broken down into 4 components known to impact human performance, that is to perform the biological functions necessary to be human, not to win a race. Sole, heel, upper, and toe box. Minimal shoes have a sole that is thin and flexible enough for the tissues in the foot to feel the ground below the foot and respond by articulating, innervating, contracting, releasing, etc. A heel that is neutral or zero drop, allowing all joints to work from a neutral baseline and enabling the full range of motion for all joints in the body. An upper that fully connects the foot to the shoe so that there's no need to grip the toes or the front of the shin to keep the shoe on while walking. And a spacious toe box that allows enough room for the toes to extend and spread as necessary while walking, hiking, or climbing. Minimal footwear is not about being as tiny as possible. Minimal footwear allows your feet to behave as feet while still offering a buffer between the unnatural detritus found in a modern world that can cause injury.